早上好。
Good morning.
我很高兴来这里看你，看你们。
I'm so glad to be here to meet you guys.
Before today's message, I would like to share some personal news that I think will be of great interest to all Chinese in America.
在今天的信息之前呢，我想跟大家分享一些有关我个人的一些事情。我觉得这个呢是对我们广大的华裔都是很有意义的。
Last month, I went down to Washington D.C. to receive.The Congressional Gold Medal on behalf of my father, who was a World War II veteran.
那我上个月呢去了华盛顿，就是代替我的父亲，来领这个，就是因为他参加了二战，有这个国家的这个勋章。
In 2018, the United States government passed a law to honor all Chinese Americans who served this country in World War II.
就是在2019年的时候呢，就是国会通过了，就是要嘉奖所有在二战的时候，所有的这个华裔就是代表国家参战的，就是所有的战士。
20,000 Chinese Americans served the United States in all branches of the military.
那当时在军队的各个支队呢，有超过20,000的华裔。
Only 40% of them were, not citizens.
那中间呢有40%呢是当时不是就是美国公民。
And they served in all branches: Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy.
所以他们就是在陆海空，就是各个这个军队都在服役。
You may be surprised, not only men, but women. Chinese American women served.
你可能会觉得很惊奇，不仅有就是华裔的男性，甚至还有女性也有就是参军，在二战中。
The day before the award ceremony, here is a picture of a ceremony at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
那这就是在就是颁奖的前一天呢，有一个集会。
It was a beautiful sunny day, and about several hundred attended the special ceremony, where they lay a wreath in honor of the Chinese American World War II veterans.
那天天气很好，有上千的人呢参加了集会，并向就是当时的战士奉献花圈。
Here is a close-up picture where you see everyone saluting the wreath and then in front of the honor guard flags.
所以这个就是一个敬照，当时人们向这个花圈敬礼。
Here's a close-up of some of the living. They're too young to be World War II veterans, but they're veterans.
对，这有一些敬照呢，他们。对二战来说是太年轻了，他们并没有参加二战，但是这些是现在还活着的一些就是华裔战士。
This is a picture of the award ceremony and dinner the next day. About 650 to 700 people attend this ceremony.
那这个是第二天晚上的晚餐，有六七百人参加这个，因为他们都是参加了当天的集会的。
At this ceremony, they called up each family or representative to receive the Congressional Gold Medal on behalf of their father or mother who served.
那就是在这个晚餐的时候呢，每个家庭都有派代表，来领这个金勋章，来纪念他们的父亲或者母亲。
This is the real Congressional Gold Medal made of gold, and it will be placed in the Smithsonian.Museum and institution.
那这个就是在就是博物馆的就是呈现的，就是金的勋章，是真金的勋章。
Each of us received a copy made of bronze.
那我们每个人是得到的金勋章呢，是一个复制品，都是个铜的。
At the award ceremony and dinner, Senator Tammy Duckworth from Illinois came and gave a speech.
来自伊利诺伊的 Tammy 或者的这个
Duckworth
这个参议员呢，有给大家讲话。
She was an important senator who got this bill passed in 2018.
那这位参议员呢，是在2018年为这个该项法律能够通过呢，做出了很大的贡献。
She herself is a Iraq War veteran, and she's half American, half Thai Chinese.
那她呢，本人她也是一个退伍军人，那她是美国和泰籍华裔的混血，他参加过伊拉克战争。
Here I am with my two younger sisters receiving the medal.
那这个是我跟我的两个妹妹一起接受勋章时的照片。
And here I am, you can with the two larger pictures of the medal.
那这个就是有两个就是更大的勋章的这个照片。
So I thank the church for allowing me to share this important personal news.
那我很感谢教会给我这个机会，能够分享我个人的一个信息。
And if you stay after service, I will show you the medal I received. I brought it here today, so you can see it.
如果今天那个就是在崇拜结束之后呢，你可以看留下来的话，可以看这个我带来的勋章。
Last time I came to guest speak, I shared an introductory message on the Ten Commandments.
那我上次来到这里跟大家分享的信息呢，是就是十诫的一个介绍篇。
Last time, if you remember, we talked about the relevance of the Ten Commandments and the right understanding of the Ten Commandments.
如果你还记得的话呢，上次我们谈到的就是说，我们当今十诫依然是适用的。而且对十诫应该是如何正确的理解。
So today we will talk about the first commandments, you shall have no other gods.
那我想今天呢跟大家分享的就是十诫中的第一诫，没有其他的神。
Let us open in prayer.
让我们来用祷告开始。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and to worship together in this beautiful new church.
亲爱的天父，我们为能够在今天这样有机会在这样一个美丽的新建的教堂里聚集来敬拜你而感谢你。
We pray your Holy Spirit would bind us together and work in our hearts and minds to listen to your word.
愿圣灵感动我们，让我们在你里面合一，能够明白你的教导。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们如此的祷告是奉耶稣基督之名。
Amen. Okay, before we look into the first commandment, I want to discuss one thing before.
那我们在就是谈就是第一个诫命之前呢，我想先谈一些基础的。
And this has to do with the issue of the numbering of the Ten Commandments.
那这个呢是有关于就是说对十诫这个排序的问题。
How do we know which verse, which commandment is which commandment? How do we know which one is number one, which one is number two?
那我们怎么样才能够知道这个诫命的不同编号呢？哪个排第一，哪个排第二？
Let's look at what the Bible tells us first of all before we answer this question.
那我们先看一看圣经，就是在我们回答这个问题之前呢，我们先看看圣经是如何记载的。
In Deuteronomy 4:13, it says, "He declared to you his covenant, the Ten Commandments, which he commanded you to follow, and then wrote them on two stone tablets."
那在就是生命记四章十三节，就是 就是。四章生命记的四章十三节里说，他将所吩咐你们当守的约指示你们，就是十条诫，并将这诫写在两块板上。
So from this verse, it tells us that there are ten, and therefore scholars refer to these ten commandments. Well, In this verse,the phrase the Ten Commandments in the original Hebrew language really means the ten words.
那就是说在这个开始之前呢，就是说希伯罗来书原文就是讲十诫呢，它原文是说十个字。
Therefore, scholars often refer to the Ten Commandments as the Decalogue, which comes from Greek and means the ten words.
那所以学者呢常常就把这十诫呢称为就是说十诫或者十句话。
So in the Bible, it only tells us that there are ten commandments, but it doesn't tell us which commandment is number one, which is number two, which is number three, and so on.
就是所以就是在圣经里呢常常提到十诫，但是却没有真正的有地方来解释哪一个戒是第一戒，哪个是第二，哪个是第三。
You may be shocked and surprised like I was, but depending on your religious tradition, the numbering is different.
那你可能跟我一样，就会感到惊奇。如果你的信仰就是所属的支派不同呢，可能你那个对。这个圣经的排序就是这十诫的排序是不一样的。
Take a look at this chart, numbering the commandments.
你先看一下这个图表，就是对圣经这个十诫的就是排序。
The statement in Exodus 20 verse 2 says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt."
就是在这个出埃及记二十章。地方讲到，就是说，我是你的神，将你从埃及地领出。
In the Jewish tradition, this verse is considered the first commandment.
那如果你要是犹太人呢，那这个是被称，就是成为是第一诫的。
In the Protestant tradition, which is our tradition, this verse is considered an introduction.
那对于我们来说，其实这条反而是说是一个介绍。
And in the Catholic Lutheran tradition, this verse is considered the first commandment.
那对这个天主教的路德会来说呢，这个也是第一诫。
The next verse, which is the main verse for today, Exodus 23, "You shall have no other gods."
那就是出埃及记后面的。二十三节呢，说你不可有其他神，是我们信仰的第一诫。
In the Jewish tradition, this is considered the second commandment.
那对犹太教来说呢，这是第二诫。
But in the Protestant tradition, this is considered the first commandment.
那对我们新教对就是基督教来说呢，这个是第二诫第一诫。
And in the Catholic Lutheran tradition, this is considered continuation of the first commandment.
那对天主教路德会来说呢，这是第一诫的接续，所以还是 ，yeah.
So I thought before we talk about the first commandment, you should be aware that the numbering is different depending on your religious tradition.
所以当我说第一诫的时候呢，如果你的信仰不同呢，那我讲的这个第一诫也是。就是说这第一这个排序是不一样的。
Another important thing to keep in mind is that the Ten Commandments are both absolute and relative.
那还有一个重要的呢，就是说这个十诫呢既是绝对的又是相对的。
On the one hand, the Bible is quite clear that these words are extremely important.
那一方面来从圣经上来说呢，这些话语是就是这些诫命是非常重要的。
Here are four reasons why.
那下面呢是 一些原因，为什么这个非常重要。
These are the only commandments given twice in the Bible, in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5.
那因为呢，这个诫命呢是唯一的，就是两次给出的诫命，一次是在出埃及记二十章，还有就是在生命记五章。
Secondly, this is the only time God spoke directly face to face, to the people.
那第二呢，是这条诫是神直接对人面对面说的。
Thirdly, these commandments are written by the finger of God on stone.
那第三呢，就是说这条诫命，这些诫命呢，是神用指头直接写在石头上的。
And fourthly, these commandments are so important they were deposited in the Ark of the Covenant.
那第四呢，就是这些诫命如此重要，以至于呢，他们会要被存在约柜当中。
On the other hand, there is a sense that the Ten Commandments are relative, not so absolute.
那还有另一个层面呢，就是说这个十诫呢又是相对的。
For example, in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, the words are slightly different.
那就比如说这个在出埃及记的二十章和生命记的五章呢，那他们引用的时候，这个话语有稍微有所不同。
And it's not a matter of spelling one word differently. It is clear that Deuteronomy 5 is an update or adaptation for that time period.
就是这个不仅只是拼写的不同，而是说这个生命记第五章和出埃及记二十章呢，这个是不同的。时代背景的时候用词的略有不同。
Secondly, as believers today, we don't honor the Sabbath literally, which is the fourth commandment.
那第二点呢，就是作为我们当今的信徒，我们并没有从就是字面上就是完全的来守这个安息日。
With the coming of Jesus, the day of worship was changed from Saturday to Sunday.
就是随着耶稣基督降临呢，来到世上以后，我们就把这个安息日主日崇拜放在了星期天而不是星期六安息日。
And thirdly, as I pointed out before, the numbering is different in these various traditions.
那第三个就是像我前面指出的，就是。不同信仰传统呢，我们这个十诫的编号也不同。
If the commandments were strictly absolute, you would think we would all agree on which one is number one and which one is number two.
因为如果十诫是绝对的话，那我们就会相信我们所有的人都会在哪个是第一条诫命，哪个是第二条诫命上达到一致的意见。
This is part of why I have found that.Preaching on the Ten Commandments is actually quite difficult.
那这也是为什么我觉得来讲十诫的时候呢，是就是困难的原因之一。
And that is important to balance the Old Testament teaching with the New Testament teaching.
那就是说要将这个旧约的教导和新约的教导要这个融会贯通一起。
Now let's look directly at the first commandment.
那让我们来直接来看一下这个第一诫。
According to our Protestant tradition, the first commandment is Exodus 20, verse 2.
那如果看我们的圣经呢，就是在出埃及记二十章的第二节。
You shall have no other gods before me.
那就是说，除了我以外，不可有别神。
When I was a young Christian, I used to think.That this commandment is teaching us to believe in one God.
那当我还是年轻的时候，作为一个年轻的基督徒呢，我认为这句话呢是教导我们只能有一个神。
That this commandment was teaching us the theology of monotheism, that only one God exists.
那我想这个是要教导我们的神学，就是说只存在，只有一个神，存在一个神。
But as I look closely and study this first commandment, it's not that clear.
那当我仔细来研读这个学习，就是研究这个十诫的时候，我发现这个第一诫呢，不仅仅只是就是讲是一神论。
Let's look at the context to understand what does the first commandment truly teach.
那让我们看看这个背景上下文，看看这个到底不可有别神要教导什么。
If you look at the context, it will remind you that in verse 2, the Israelites had come out of the land of Egypt.
因为如果我们看上下文呢，就第二节是说，因为这个以色列人是被从埃及地为奴之地为奴之家领出来的。
Now remember, the Israelites had been dwelling in Egypt for 400 years.
你要记得，就是当时这以色列人在埃及呢。在那里住了四百多年。
And it is well known that the ancient Egyptians believed in many gods.
那就是当时大家都众所周知哈，就是埃及人敬拜很多的其他的神。
According to one article, the Egyptians had over 2,000 gods.
就是据一篇文章，就是这个参考文献呢。就是记载，就是埃及人当时有两千多个神。
Here is an illustration of just a few of them.
那这个图片呢，只是其中的几个。
These are the most popular Egyptian gods.
那这些呢，都是当时埃及特别流行的神。
So you have, for example, the first one is Isis, the god of fertility and motherhood.
那第一个就是埃西斯，就是这个有关生育的，就是他们叫母亲之神。
Then you have the second, the god called Osiris, who was the god of fertility and the underworld.
那第二个就是他说是在阴间里掌管这个生育的女神。
And then the third one is the god Ra, or the god of the sun.
那第三个就是 Ra, 叫本罗伊，叫太阳神。
And the fourth one is the god Horus, who was the god of the sky, who was the son of Isis and Osiris, the first two.
那然后第四个呢，就是 Horus, 他是第一个和第二个神的儿子，是天神。
So it's important to remember that the Israelites were coming out of this world of thousands of gods that they had seen all around them in ancient Egypt.
那你可以想象，当时的以色列人呢，就是处在这样一个环境里，他周围就是成千的这样的神围绕的一个，就是一个世俗的环境。
And so I want to go back to our scripture for today and look a little bit more closely at one word in this context.
那所以我今天就想让我们看，就是更加仔细的看，就是一个词。
You notice.In this slide, I have underlined an important word in Exodus 20, verse 2.
那你看到我今天的这个PowerPoint 上面就把这个一节经文用了不同的颜色，出埃及记二十章三节。
You'll notice that this word is all capital letters, all uppercase.
那你看到就是说我把这些词呢都是用大写的。
This is the English translator's way of translating the special name Jehovah into English.
那这个词呢，就是英文的用，把这个原文的耶和华这个词专门用来翻译过来的。
According to scholars, the real personal name of the God of Israel was Yahweh.
那就是。按照学者研究呢，就是说以色列人这个对这个独一真神的命名就是耶和华。
In Jewish tradition, it was improper to speak out the name Yahweh, and so they used different words.
那作为这个犹太人，他们的传统呢是不可以直接称呼神的名，所以不可以直接说耶和华，所以就用了其他的词来。
So out of respect for Jewish tradition, the English translators use the word Lord in all capital letters.
所以就是作为英文，为了尊重这个犹太的信仰呢，就把这个词用 Lord 的神这个大写来代替，就是来代替神的名字。
So when you're reading English Bible and you see the word Lord in all capital letters in the back of their mind, you should think, I am Yahweh, your God.
就是如果你读圣经的话，你看到这个原就是英文里面如果是大写的 L-O-R-D, Lord 的话呢，那就是在犹太，其实就是要代表犹太教里面，就是他们称为耶和华，就是我是耶和华，我是这个的代名词。
So in verse 2, it is more clear that God is making a distinction between Yahweh and the gods of Egypt.
那所以第二节这个地方呢，就是我是耶和华，用我是耶和华你的神，这个对于当时埃及的众多的神是就是一个对应。
It's kind of funny in Chinese it's a little bit more clearer because in Chinese they use Yehovah.
那所以就是中文有时候翻译就是反而就有很多地方是直译，就是用耶和华，很接近这个犹太文字里面，就是希伯来文还要称神的名字。
Which is another way of referring to the God of Israel, Yahweh.
所以这也是就是来称以色列人的神的另一个名字，耶和华。
The Israelites had many problems worshiping other gods.
那就是说以色列人呢，他们因为敬拜很多的别神，所以他们有很大的问题。
To save time, I'll just ask if Ray can read this verse in Chinese.
那所以为了省时间呢，我们就是这一段就只读中文。就是现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。这是约书亚记24:14。
To save time, I'll just read this verse in English.
那为了省时间呢，下面这一段经文呢，就只读英文。
Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord, or which is Yahweh, if Yahweh is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. So the main point is, the Israelites had many problems worshipping other gods.
所以这地方的重点就在于呢，就是以色列人在敬拜别神方面有很多的问题。
Now this doesn't mean that the Bible does not teach monotheism.
那这个并不是说圣经没有来教导这个独一真神。
Later on in the Old Testament, monotheism is clearer.
那因为在后约越往后期呢，这个一神论就更加的清晰。
To save time, I'll ask the translator to read this passage, Isaiah 43:10, in Chinese only.
那现在呢，我们就只读这以赛亚书43:10，我们只读中文。耶和华说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。既是这样，便可以知道，且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华。在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。”
I'll just read this verse in English. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God.
那刚才那一段就只读英文。
Here's another verse. We'll just read it in Chinese.
那下面这一段读中文。耶和华以色列的君，以色列的救赎主。万军之耶和华如此说，我是首先的，我是末后的，除我以外再没有真神。我是耶和华，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。你虽不认识我，我必给你束缚，我必给你束腰。
So the point here is that the Bible does teach the theology of monotheism, but it's clear later on.
那所以我们在这里看到圣经是教导独一真神的，只是越到后面教导的越清晰。
So then, what does the first commandment mean? What is it trying to teach?
那么这个第一戒到底是什么意思呢？它要教导什么呢？
The first commandment is trying to teach us exclusive worship.
就是说第一戒呢，就是要教导我们，就是唯一的敬拜。
It is not teaching us monotheistic worship, but it is teaching us exclusive worship.
他在这里不是要教导我们一神论，而是要教导我们敬拜独一真神。
It is not teaching us theology, it is teaching us loyalty to one God only.
他在这里不只是教导我们神学的概念，不是要教导我们神学的概念。而是要让我们就是来敬拜这个生活方式，敬拜独一的真神。
Remember, the first commandment does not say you shall, does not say there are no other gods.
因为你们要知道，就是这第一戒，它并没有说没有其他的神。
It says you shall have no other gods.
它教的说是说你不可有别的神。
So this commandment is teaching what's called henotheism, not so much monotheism.
就是说他在这里就是不是教导非一神论，而是要教导选就是只敬拜只拥有一神。
That is adherence or loyalty to one particular God out of several.
所以这就是说你在几个神中间呢，对一个神来表示忠诚。
Last time in my message, I said the Ten Commandments should really be called the Ten Commitments.
就是上一次我教大家，就说这个十诫，其实真正的是说十个承诺。
So here in this first commandment, it is teaching us a commitment to one God only.
所以这个第一诫呢，就是说让我们只对一个神有承诺。
I think the New Living Translation says it best.
就是说我认为这个 NLT 的翻译是最好的。
You must not have any other God but me.
就是说他翻译就是说除了我你不能有任何其他的神。
Another way of putting this is that this is a commitment to putting God first in our lives.
就是换句话说呢，就是承诺把神放在我们生命中的首位。
Now today, the great religions are all monotheistic.
那就是说，这个当今社会呢，这个流行的大的宗教都是一神。
So most people in the world today, whatever religion, do not worship many gods but one God.
就是当今这社会呢。很多的宗教信仰，他们都是只敬拜一个神的。
But today we have other kinds of gods in the secular world.
那当今呢，我们这个日常生活当中呢，也有其他的能够就是也是神的一些存在。
We have the gods of materialism.
我们有这个物质神。
We have the gods of fame, glory.
我们还有就是为了荣誉地位的这样的神。
We even have the gods of being a YouTube star.
我们还有成为就是说这个油管的这个之主的这样神。
I recently heard of a pastor who quit his church.
我最近听说有一个牧师就不在教会当牧师了。
To become a YouTube pastor.
然后他就成为就是在油管上做牧师。
He's got a lot of followers, I think 10,000.
然后他有那个超过1万人的就是来跟从他，就是来选他的这个油管的频道。
Now when we move to the New Testament, and it's important to balance the Old Testament commandments with the New Testament perspective.
所以我们到了新约呢，那我们就要在用在新约的眼光来平衡旧约的这十诫。
You may be surprised to learn that Jesus teaches the same thing.
你可能会惊奇地发现耶稣的教导呢也是相同的。
To save time, we'll just read Matthew 6:24 in Chinese.
那为了节省时间呢，我们就只读马太福音的6:24，就一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是慕这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
We also have Matthew 22:37, which I'll only read in English. Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment.
那马太福音的22:37-38就是用中英文刚才有读。
I forgot to comment on Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters. So the gods of this world can be money or materialism.
就刚才忘了对这个马太福音6:24进行一个评价，就是说，因为一个人不能侍奉两个主，你不能又侍奉神又侍奉钱财。
As I was thinking about today's message, I was reflecting how good would it be if we would recite the Ten Commandments every Sunday in church.
那今天就是要这个信息之前，我就在想，如果我们就是每次主日崇拜之前能够重新来背诵十诫，那也蛮好的。
Just like some churches, they recite the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, every Sunday.
就像有些教会每个主日呢，最开始他们都会就是重新背诵这个主导文。
If we would recite the first commandment every Sunday, it would remind believers that we should always put God first in our lives.
那如果我们每个主日都来背诵这个十诫中的第一诫的话呢，那也是让我们提醒我们，我们只忠诚一个神。
Just like Jesus says, no one can serve two masters.
就像耶稣提醒的一样，说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
I would like to close with a wonderful quotation from one of the best commentaries I use on first commandment.
那我今天想就是来引用一段话，是一个非常我认为就是对十诫的第一诫做解就是是很好的诠释的一个作者。
It's a long quotation, so I will just read one sentence in English and then followed by Chinese.
那因为这个这一个选择的这一段还蛮长的，所以我们就一句一句的就是中英文的来讲。
Faith in one God who alone is worthy of worship is at the heart of the first commandment.
就是对唯一值得敬拜的神的信仰呢，是第一条诫命的核心。
However, the commandment is not primarily an affirmation of monotheism.
然而，这条诫命主要并不是在于对一神论进行肯定。
It is a call to make choices and set priorities, to put the one God before all other rivals for one's loyalty and devotion, whether spiritual or material, true or false.
那它在于就是呼吁人们做出正确的优先次序的选择，将独一的神置于所其他竞争对手之前。这些竞争对手无论是精神的还是物质的，无论是真实的还是虚假的，这种忠诚和奉献。
Faith is not just a matter of reciting a creed, signing a doctrinal statement, or affirming belief in one God.
就是信仰呢，不仅仅是背诵信条，签署这个同意教义的声明，或者肯定对一位神的信仰。
Nor is worship limited to singing hymns, reading liturgies, preaching sermons, and celebrating sacraments.
那敬拜呢，也不仅仅限于只是唱诗赞美，阅读圣经礼仪讲道和庆祝圣礼等。
These may be requirements for participation in a faith community and doubtless serve to foster faith and deep devotion.
这些可能是参与信仰社信仰社区的要求，达到要求，无疑有助于培养信仰和深化做出奉献。
But the first commandment goes deeper than any of them, challenging hearers to decide what is really most important in their lives.
然而这个第一条诫命呢，比任何一条诫命都更加的深刻，来挑战听众决定什么才是他们生活中真正重要的，真正最重要的。
I pray as we reflect on this first commandment, we would ask ourselves whether the other gods, quote unquote, in our lives.
那我祷告就是让我们能够在学习第一条诫命的时候呢，我们在祷告中来看，我们生命中到底有什么是其他的神。
These other gods can actually be good things like education.
那这些其他的神可能还是好的东西，比如说教育。
Like wealth and security.
或者你的财富和安全。
Or other good things in the world.
或者就是世上的其他的好东西。
But this first commandment is a reminder to put God first.
然而第一条诫命却是对我们一个很好的提醒，就是说要把神放在首位。
And that we shall have no other gods before the Lord.
我们不能，就是在我们的生命中不能有其他的东西是在神之前的。
May we each day by day grow in our commitment and loyalty and devotion to one God only.
愿我们每一天对我们的神能够更加的忠心，能够我们的忠心能够每日的成长。
Next time we'll look at the second commandment, no graven images.
那我们下一次呢，就是要讲的第二个第二诫，就是不可有其他的偶像。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们来祷告，来我们来祷告结束。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
We thank you that you've given the words of these commandments.
我们为你赐给我们这些诫命而感谢你。
You commanded the Israelites of old that they shall have no other gods before you.
你警戒以色列人不可有其他的神在你之前。
We pray, Lord, that that would have meaning and impact in our lives today.
我们祷告，愿这个在我们当今的生命生活中，对我们的生命是有意义的。
We pray, Lord, you will give us the faith and the strength to put you first in all things.
我们祷告，求主赐给我们信心，可以将你放在首位。
To give up a little bit more each day the gods that hold us back.
愿我们每一天都能够更加的远离一些让我们不能举步、不能向前的。
From fully following you.
我们能够更加的远离这些羁绊。能够完完全全的来跟随你。
And following you only.
我们只紧紧的只跟随你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.